News coverage this morning that you're hearing, especially from our national sources of Fox News on 100.5 and CBS News on 790, dealing with the Democratic debate last night. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to editorialize, but and especially for a person like me who, once again, parties don't matter. I do not watch these debates at this time. I abstain, and so I rely on you, Pat, or you, Dave. I'll start with this, because I said last week, the question last week was, how soon did it take for Mike Bloomberg to be attacked? And I think the answer is like 1.2 seconds. So I'd say, so how long did it take for Bernie Sanders to be attacked last night?
In Bloomberg's response to Sanders.
I'm imagining that he was probably the target just because he's leading in all the polls
Bloomberg was too. So
although Bloomberg performed much, much better in this debate than he did in the first one.
No, that wasn't.
I thought.
Shouldn't have been too hard from compared to
the last one. Yeah. It was noticeable.
Charlie, congratulations.
Oh, well,
you did a good job missing this because I'm still trying to retrieve my brain. Sucked out of my skull just having to watch that because I think we've heard a couple of the clips on the national news where they were just all talking over each other. CBS did a horrible job. Nora O'Donnell and Gayle King had no control over what was happening. The microphones were awful. And somebody has to tell Bernie Sanders and also Donald Trump too, because if these two go after each other in the fall, they have to learn microphone placement. They don't have to talk in front of the microphone like this the whole time. Both of them are so. That's going to be tough to watch those two.
You said about the clip because I think it was on our CBS news coverage. I heard the clip. It's like everyone was just talking at once. And CBS News clarified and said that is the actual.
Yeah.
It's not like they were jumbling together some kind of misuse of a recording. That was the actual debate.
Right.
Yeah, they had no control over them, and then they were exceeding their time limit, not listening to the rules of the debate. They had to remind the people of the rules of the debate, and Biden was trying to, he was following his good upbringing and was trying to be following the clock, but he couldn't get his answer, things answered, and there'd be no follow-up.
Right, yeah, that's the problem. There's no follow-up, and then and they have these commercial breaks and
And they'd raise an issue and they'd get two or three candidates who'd respond to it and then there are others wanting to get in on it and they'd switch to another topic.
Right. I did not think CBS did a good job whatsoever. And again, having these commercial breaks.
Both networks have done that.
Which led me to think, what kind of ads were being played during the Lincoln Douglas debates? I'm going to go back and see. But when Gayle King said, minute and 15 minutes, that is a long time. Really? To answer? It's not a long time. And but having seven people still on the stage at this point, too, that's what makes it hard.
Oh, that's right, because was it six last time, but because Tom Steyer was here this time?
He was higher in the numbers in polling and things like that in South Carolina, so he was back on the stage. But, some people took exception, too, in social media that Bloomberg commercial ran during the debate.
Yeah, three times. Three times. I was on social media. I was on Twitter just to see if it was just a Michigan thing. But, no, people were from California, from Florida, saying, are you seeing this Bloomberg ad? Yeah, I am.
Hey. Maybe that's a clever strategy. If I'm not going to get anything to say in the debate that I want to say, I'll make sure I get it during the commercial
break. Commercial break. That's what he did, right.
Oh, my goodness.
That CBS allowed that, too, which was, I don't know.
What was there, dare I say, a winner?
I don't know.
A loser?
Loser may have been us. I had to watch it. But.
There was no clear winner in this. No. And it's... just looking like no one's going to come up with any strength to pull away or anything.
Thankfully, this is the last debate for a while. I mean, they're going to have South Carolina, and then 3 days later, Super Tuesday.
Because South Carolina comes
Saturday.
On Saturday.
And then
Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Night.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
And then Michigan a week from Tuesday.
Michigan along with a few other states, right.
We'll see some winnowing out after Super Tuesday, without a doubt.
Yeah, right.
I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Maybe a little bit more clarification, huh?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it was a noisy, but a lot of it gets...
What was it, attacking each other or attacking the issues they were standing for?
Mostly each other.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of the issues,
typical
too.
Politics.
Right. Think about it, though. I mean, no immigration, not one immigration question. That's why I blame the moderators, too. Not one.
Because they didn't bring it up.
They didn't bring it up.
Oh, wow.
They didn't bring it up. Nothing on climate change at all. There were just some other.
Which are usually two big Democrats.
Right. They did bring up the coronavirus, which was nice because that is like the topic of the day. And, you know, who knows what that can do to the world economy.
Steyer did mention the climate change in it while
he was
twisting around and answering to a different question. He worked it into
that. Have to do it. But that nothing about climate change. And again, immigration, two of the biggest issues, I'd say top 10 issues, but not covered. But thankfully, we were able to ask them, you know, what their personal motto is. Yes, that was one of the last questions. What's your personal motto?
Yeah. Personal motto?
Yeah, a great question. Thank
you. People were questioning whether Gayle King should have been up there as a journalist asking those questions.
All right. I don't think anybody really gleaned. And that seemed like when I was on social media, that seemed to be everybody. Didn't matter if they were Warren fans, Bernie fans, Bloomberg fans. Everybody was complaining about CBS.
No. Let me ask you this: is there a difference to when CBS and the previous one was NBC, the over the air network TV? Is there a difference from what they present to what you'd have when, like, CNN or MSNBC or even Fox hosted
debate? I will say this, Dave, and I don't know how Dave feels, but I think when it's on the cable news networks, they tend to do a better job at it.
I'd have to agree with
that. Do they take breaks on the cable as well?
I think they do maybe one, maybe to separate the 2 hours.
Right. Okay.
CBS
in fact,
is doing
one, one was 3 hours, one of the debates, and they took a couple of breaks,
Right.
Yeah, that's a long time for the candidates to be standing up there.
Right. But here's the thing, and this is just my opinion. I think everybody saw what happened in the 2016 Republican debate and realized, and I think all these consultants watched, that if you interrupt and if you just talk over people, that's how you can get your message out. And so they watched that, and all these consultants are telling all of these other people, all these other candidates, you've got to do this. And it's tough to watch. It is really tough to watch.
Remember when it was when Dick Cheney and Joe Lieberman were the vice presidential candidates? Remember that debate where they sat at a table across from each other and it had to be one of the most friendliest exchanges of conversation? They didn't interrupt each other. They like each other, and they, I think the biggest attack might have been, I'm trying to think of what the line was it Joe Lieberman or was it Dick Cheney who said something about, my wife really doesn't want me to become vice president, and the other one said, well, I'm here to hopefully make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
ha,
right,
ha, ha.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And that was only outdone by the one with Clint Eastwood debating an empty chair.
Well, at least the chair didn't interrupt.
Yeah, right.
Well, last night it happened.
But again, the good thing is that got Super Tuesday coming, so this will, as Dave said, winnow out the field a bit.
Maybe the next time there's a debate, that there'll be less voices to interrupt each other.
Right.